Good morning, peace be with you. Now, this is a sermon that is supposed to be preached on the Christmas day, so it looks like a premature baby now, and hopefully you'll see it. The title of the sermon is Stranger of This World, but stranger would be in small letter instead of the capital letter. I would like to have it in small letter. That's the reason. Now, there's a song called Stranger of Galilee. The idea of strange is that this is an outsider. Strange is somebody who is doing something unexpected. Somebody who is not entirely familiar to us, or even somebody whose appearance or behavior does not square with what we know, what we have known all our lives. Like if you find somebody who is always happy and bubbly, and then this person suddenly become very quiet and reserved. Now, we cannot comprehend this person, that this is the reason why the Pharisees in Jerusalem said, "Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee." Now, Jesus was beyond their imagination and beyond our imagination. What, a prophet from Galilee? It has never happened. It has never happened before. There's a prophet arised from Galilee. What has never happened constituted to the strangeness. Strange means what we do not know. There is also another word for strangeness, other. What is other? Other is somebody who is not us. Somebody who is not us. When we talk about our God, is a fearsome God because we do not know much about Him. I don't know what, I don't think anyone here would boast to know God to the point that he or she understands God and His doing totally. If you are such a person, I am afraid you are dead wrong. Most likely, you are the most ignorant about God. We know something about God, but we do not know everything about God. There's always a strangeness. There's a strange part of God we may never comprehend. So that's why a lot of people would ask, why? Whenever something happened in this world, a lot of people ask, why? Kierkegaard said it well. God is the holy other and the holy other. I need it. Because it is confusing. God is the holy other and the holy other. You will see it soon. This holiness constituted partly of other. When I claim to understand God completely, means this is God, a God I conjure instead of the God who is the holy of Himself. That is why we humans would turn it to idols. Idols is someone or something we are familiar with. Some God after human's image. However, the idea of strangeness and the other would often lead to rejection and fear. The idea of strangeness and the other brings out fear. I have to confess, as a Chinese, or you are of Chinese descent, we came from a most racist ethnic group. What does Chinese call a Westerner?
鬼佬,
right? 鬼佬 is the devil. 鬼 means the devil, okay? Of course, after many years of cultural usage, the meaning of 鬼佬 has softened so much. So even Tom can call himself 鬼佬 without any embarrassment. But we have to ask, why were Westerners be called the devil in the beginning? Westerners were the other we did not know. They had blue eyes and blonde hairs as well as hawk nose. All of them are not Chinese features. These were strange people and they were the devils. But devils are to be afraid of. Devils are not welcome. Strangeness brings rejection and fear. So what does this strangeness do to Christianity, to Christmas? It is because Jesus was the stranger of his time. We would expect the Messiah to come into this world the way Jesus did. We would not expect the Messiah to come into this world the way Jesus did. If Jesus were the God, if Jesus were the Son of God, and he's not only the Son of God, but he is the Son of the God of gods and King of kings and Lord of lords. He should have come with chariots of fire. He should have come with his whole host of army. Jesus came to Bethlehem where he found no place to be born. What an irony. Think about it. Joseph and Mary were instructed to go back to their hometown to be registered. Bethlehem is the hometown of Joseph. Be reminded that Bethlehem is Jesus' hometown too. This is supposed to be his place. You go to your hometown, but this hometown has no place for you. He could not even find a place to stay peacefully, to be born in a safe environment. Think about it. Jesus must have been born in some animal shelters. I need the whole picture. It's animal shelters. And we all know that animal shelter is no hygienic place. Now, it would be a very inappropriate place for a baby to be born. We have so many doctors in this congregation, they will tell me it's not right. It's not right. And after he was born, there was no place to put him. There was no crib. So that's Jesus lay in a manger. Now, in all the painting by the masters, the place where Jesus was born is not nice. It was not nice. So you look at especially this picture by Piero della Francesca, you can see it looks like, this is just a wall with some coverings. Now, I took all the Renaissance painting for the purpose. Jesus came to Bethlehem where he found no place to be born. What an irony. Think about it. Joseph and Mary were instructed to go back to their hometown to be registered. He could not even find a place to be born, not in his own hometown. not even a reasonable abode, but a place of the animals. The background are invariably bleak. Paintings of the master are very much so. He came to his place, but his people would not welcome him. Takes on a double meaning. Bethlehem is Jesus' hometown, and there was no place for him. The earth and the people are Jesus' own creation, but the people did not welcome him. All because he came as a stranger, not somebody we have always expected him to be. A stranger of Galilee. Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. Jesus' strangeness also brought fear to people. Who was this baby who came with the star? This is the baby who came with the star. Were he to bring me down? So Herod ordered the massacre of all the boys under 2 years old in Bethlehem. An American pastor and bishop, William Willimon, wrote this in his book, Fear of the Other. There is one president famously reassured the nation that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Trump says, in effect, that we have everything to fear, particularly when it comes to everyone whom our fear defines as the other. The immigrant were the other. And then he said, let the politician do what they must to be elected by people like us, though I think they are selling us short. My job is not to worry about opinion polls or what 9 out of 10 Americans, or to our context, the majority of us Christians, can swallow without choking. My peculiar vocation is to help the church think like Christians so that we might be given the grace to act like Jesus. Strangeness, strangers, give us fear. But as Christians, let's look at strangeness, strangers, squarely in the eyes and said, we should not fear. Let me tell you a true story of strangeness. This is a story I told before, but it is so relevant, I can't help but to help tell it once more. When I was serving in a Chinatown church in the heart of Chinatown, during one worship service, a young man came in. This young man was big and tall. I learned that he is probably 6'2". He was wearing a tank top and a pair of jeans, bearing 2 very muscular arms. I don't see any one of us would be comparable to him in physique. on either of his arm were tattoos. On the right arm, there was a fierce tiger coming down from the mountain. And the left arm, there was a goddess. Now, it was in the 80s. That is 40 years ago. Tattoo was not common among normal people. Now, most of you have not gone through the 80s. You didn't know that. But no normal people has tattoo at that time. Neither do I. I was pretty normal. I've become a little bit AB normal now. Now, only the gangster had it. This young man walked right up to the front and sit in the middle of the pew. Now, our church is the pews was put in a way that is like a U shape. So it is like 6 rows of pews. So he's just sit right in front of me. In the middle of the pew. You know what happened? every single person on the pews just parted like the Red Sea. After he sat down, he was the only one sitting on that particular pew. A stranger whom we have no idea who he is, he was. As a matter of fact, just a year before that, a member of ours died in the crossfire of a shootout between two gangs in Chinatown. My church is in the heart of Chinatown. So every Sunday after service, like all church people do, what do we do after church every Sunday? We go out to eat in the restaurant, right? And one of our members, when he was eating in the restaurant, two gangs has a deadly shootout, and he died in a crossfire. So this gangster lookalike came into the church, sitting right in the middle of the church. Fresh from the seminary and has had lived quite a sheltered middle-class life, I surely did not know what to do. Not that I have never been in the soup kitchen back in my seminary days, but it is different this time around. It is no longer in a controlled environment. We Christians are very good with strangers as long as the strangers are in a safe distance. If I go to UGM, it's a nice controlled environment. I can stand behind the counter and put soup in their in their bowl. We are very comfortable even if we have to caroling in Chinatown East Side. But when they come to our church, we are nervous. Now, I was the only pastor in the church. I have no choice but to approach him. If not me, who else? Calm and friendly on the outside, but scared like hell in the heart. While the whole congregation was watching like hawk, we exchanged a few pleasantries. Soon enough, I find out his name, his job, his connection, and after all, he's just a mechanic. After all, he is a human not unlike any one of us. He just happened to know one of our girls. So he came to the church in order to be close to the girl. Is there any different from any young man? No, he's not different. A stranger is no stranger than what I make him to be. Do you know that Jesus came to be human as we expected him to be like a God? We expected the full regalia of God when he came to our lives. But he came as a humble human being, not unlike any one of us. Then we are not exactly happy because he came in the form of people we may not like him to be. Jesus came as a human being. We ask, can a human being save me? Can a human being be a Messiah? We fully expected him to come in glory and power. Shall we take a better look at stranger? God is always a stranger to us in a way. If we know what God exactly is and how it's exactly like, then we are God, He is not God. We have to expect God to come in a way that is unlike what we have imagined. So I conclude with the familiar story, Toys, Toys, Papa Panov Christmas. Papa Panov is an elderly cobbler who lives by himself in a small Russian village. His wife has passed and his children are all grown up. Alone on Christmas Eve in his shop, Papa Panov decides to open the old family Bible and read the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. That night, he has a dream in which Jesus comes to him. Jesus says that he will visit Papa Panov in person tomorrow, that's on the Christmas day, but that he will have to pay special attentions since all disguise Jesus will not reveal his identity. Papa Panov wakes up the next morning excited about Christmas Day and meeting his potential visitor. He notices that a street sweeper is working early on a cold winter morning. Touched by his hard work and dejected appearance, Papa Panov invites him inside for a hot cup of coffee. Later in the day, a single mother with a worn face too old for her young age walks down the street, clutching her baby. Again, Papa Panov invites them in to warm up and even gives the baby a beautiful brand new pair of shoes that he made. As the day goes by, Papa Panov keeps his eye peeled for his holy visitor. He only sees neighbors and beggars on the street. He decides to feed the beggars. Soon it is dark and Papa Panov retires indoors with a sigh, believing his dream was only a dream. But then the voice of Jesus speaks and it is revealed that Jesus came to Papa Panov in each and every person he helped today, from the street sweepers to the local beggar. Can we see Jesus in the strangers we meet every day? They could be someone we believe they are the unlovables, the fearful, the detestables, or just someone very strange. They are the other, but we are called to love the other. And I believe you can add to your list. Who are the strangers? You can add to your list of strangers somebody you are fully unexpected. Let's do it in the next year. Shall we pray? Oh Lord our God, we thank you. We thank you for your strangeness. As a matter of fact, in the eyes of yours, we are actually the other. But you reach out. You reach out to us and collect us. We sin against you. We are detestable in your eyes. We are not lovables. Oftentimes we look at ourselves and we are not lovely at all. But you reach out to us and thank you. Jesus, you reach out to us on this Christmas day. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.